It's hot off the wire with Al Freeda.
Reporting live from the block, man.
Turns out Little Scrappy was arrested for disorderly conduct after that fight in an Atlanta convenience store. He claimed some random guy was calling his girl, Pimby, from Basketball Wives LA, out of her name, so he had to lay his paws on him. Miley Cyrus may be teaming up with Kanye West. Sources say they ditched VMA after parties and headed to the studio to work on a remix of Kanye's hit Black Skinhead. I hear a Miley Cyrus-Britney Spears collaboration has been confirmed as well. Let's see. Bone Thugs tweeted about his new solo album and says that once he performs with Bone Thugs at the upcoming Rock the Bells concerts, he is not obligated to do anything else with them, so he will not. Bone Thugs and Harmony are slated to perform alongside a hologram of the late Eazy-E. For a minute last week, there were reports that Juicy J was offering a $50,000 scholarship for the female fan who could twerk the best.
Right.
But then we heard that offer was taken off the table, and now we hear a real scholarship is on the table, but it has nothing to do with twerking.
Okay.
Juicy and Worldstar, Albert's favorite website, has launched the Juicy J Scholarship Foundation for women 18 to 25 currently enrolled in a 2 to 4 year accredited college or university.
I like that better.
Create a YouTube video explaining why they're most deserving of the money, but they got to use the song Scholarship, which is a song with ASAP Rocky. So, I mean, yeah, that's much better because
much better.
What if you can't twerk? And really?
Yeah, but come on now.
Yeah, so silly. Yeah. Really? MTO says K. Michelle was so ratchet that the NYPD had to call out the riot police to an upscale hotel where they were filming. Now, K. Michelle's already tweeted and said, not true. Sources say Matthew Knowles is a deadbeat dad. His baby mama claims she's going back to court because he won't pay up for their little toddler. Christina Milian apparently done being the media correspondent on The Voice. I thought she was really great on that show, but she still will be on TV. She's one of the newest contestants on Dancing with the Stars. You know, I think she can dance.
Right.
So that could be hot. Glee star Amber Riley and Snooki. Yay, Snooki.
And I saw where Valerie Harper, the TV actress.
Yeah, from, I remember Valerie.
I remember what the show, I forgot the name of the show.
One Day at a Time.
Yeah. And, you know, she has brain cancer.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, they gave her till June to live.
Wow. I didn't know that.
She's going to be a contestant.
Oh, my gosh. Everybody's going to be rooting for her. I'm rooting
Absolutely.
For her already. I haven't even seen the show.
And, you know, and she's been so inspirational. You know, I've seen her on The View and places and talking about
oh,
how
my
live
goodness.
Every... See, like, when you think you have it bad.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, there's
what if somebody has given
worse,
you... Yeah.
But she says live
every
minute.
Day to the
and
fullest.
And that's what she's doing.
Amen.
And, you know, I've just prayed for her. I'm just like, you know, that is so inspiring.
Wow.
You complain and whine. Oh, man.
About little things. I got to go to work.
About nothing.
And she's got like a real... they said this cancer is not common, you know.
And it's very aggressive, obviously.
Yeah.
I'm Al Freeda. That's Hot Off the Wire. You want more stuff, go to therestofourmorningshow.com.